Just want to share a thought regarding Sfirat HaOmer. One of the elements of these days is a tragic death of Rabbi Akiva's students. The Gemara in Yevamot, Daf Samech Bet Amud Bet, records this horrible story. Ru, 12,000 sugim talmidim hayu lo l'Rabbi Akiva migivat ad antifras v'kulan metu b'perek echad. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of students, and they all died in one time period because they did not treat each other with respect. The Gemara continues, "V'haya ha'olam shamem at shebar Rabbi Akiva etzel rabotenu shebedarom shana lahem Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, v'hem hem he'emidu Torah." The Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva's 12,000 pairs of students died, the world was desolate of Torah until Rabbi Akiva went to a group of 5 rabbis in the south, and he taught his Torah to them. And this second group of Talmidim consisted of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The Gemara says that these are the very ones who upheld the study of the Torah at that time. In the last piece, Tana, Kula metu mi Pesach ve'ad atzeret. Amar Rab Chama bar Abba, Vitimar Rab Chia bar Avin, Kula metu mitara'a mahi, Amar Rab Nachman askar. Mara says that it was thought that all these students died in the period from Pesach until Shavuot. And Rab Chama bar Abba said, and some say that it was Rab Chia bar Avin, that they all died an ugly death, which was askara, as Rab Nachman says. Now, the passing of Rab Akiva's students was undoubtedly a devastating event in Jewish history. We have to understand why Chazal mandated mourning for this tragedy until this very day. If you want to ask it in the Lashon of the Mefarshim, it's an Avilut Yeshana. Nowhere do we find Avilut past Shiva, Shloshim, Shana, 1 year. What's this Avilut that we are Noheg until this very day? Why do we deplore their death beyond the regular mourning limits? There's a beautiful thought from Rav Yecheskel Abramsky in his work, Chazon Yecheskel. There he suggests that the grief we rehearse is not in fact only about the student's untimely passing, but also that of the tremendous amount of Torah that we lost with their death. Such loss, says Rav Yecheskel, is indeed deserving of internal distress. Rav Yecheskel Abramsky goes on to say that the following Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Chet, demonstrates that the loss of Torah merits a higher level of mourning than the ordinary. There the Gemara relates Rabbi Akiva's mourning after the death of Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Lemotze Shabbat pagavo Rabbi Akiva min Kisri lelud haya makev b'saro at shedamo shotet la'aretz patach alav b'shura v'amar avi avi rechev Yisrael perashav harbe ma'ot yesh li ve'en li shulchan rtzotan. Gemara says that at the conclusion of Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva encountered funeral on his way from Kesaria to Lud. Rabbi Akiva was striking on his flesh in terrible anguish and regret until blood flowed to the earth, says the Gemara. He then began to be maspid, Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, Avi, Avi, my father, Rechev Yisrael Parashav, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. And then he said, I have many coins, but I do not have a money changer to whom to give them, which means that I have many questions in Torah, but after your death, Rabbi Eliezer, I have no one who could answer them. Now, regarding Rabbi Akiva's behavior, that he caused his blood to flow to the earth, Tosfot point out that Rabbi Akiva over here did not violate the Isur of Veseret Lenefesh Lotitnu B'Psarchem. The Torah prohibits not to make any cuts in your flesh for a person who died. To explain that Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge that has been lost, rather than the soul of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore was permitted. Tosfot's lashon is Umishum seret lenefesh leka, demishum Torah ka'avid, kedamar harbe ma'ot yeshli ve'en li shulchan harotzotan. Tosfot is telling us that all the restrictions and limits set for a mourner are only set concerning the mourning of the human dead. The loss of Torah that was lost along with the death of the tzaddik, has no such limitations. Fizeh, says Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, this is why we continually mourn the 24,000 students until this very day. We're not mourning their souls. We're not mourning their passing. We're mourning the Torah knowledge that had been lost. Like Tosfot says, Mishum Torah Ka'avid.